Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Text, a Conning podcast featuring insights from our insurance research department. I'm your host, Alyssa Gittleman, a director and head of consulting and customer operations here at Conning. Join me as I welcome analysts and guests to provide insights on recent publications and emerging industry trends. Today, I'm here with Lauren Cothavale, a vice president in our insurance research department and the author of our recently released Excess and Surplus Lines report, titled E&S, New Challenges, New Solutions. Thank you, Lauren, for joining me today.
Thanks, Alyssa. Happy to be here with you.
Today, I wanted to dive into the findings of this report, which I do want to mention to you all is available for purchase on the Conning website. And with that, let's just go right into it. Lauren, we've seen some impressive growth in the E&S market over the past few years. Can you talk about what the driving factors behind this growth have been and maybe give us some overview of the current state of the market?
Sure. The E&S market has really been on this growth surge over the past 5 years. To give you some numbers, premiums have grown at an impressive 21% compound rate from 2019 to 2023. This strong growth is expected to be reflected in the 2024 numbers as well. What's interesting is that the period between 2020 to 2024 represents the longest duration in history where E&S premiums have exceeded the overall market. And I would say several factors have contributed to this growth. First, we have the inflationary pressures on the loss costs. The cost of claims has been rising. Then there's the availability and cost of reinsurance. And the overall rates have also been increasing. These are largely cyclical factors that tend to ebb and flow with the market conditions. But there is one overriding non-cyclical contributor to the growth, and that's the trend towards this increasing specialization. Insurers are getting much better at tailoring their products to meet the specific needs of different market segments, which has been a huge driver of growth in the E&S market.
Great, thank you. That's interesting. As the admitted market tightens its underwriting, how has the E&S market stepped in to fill those gaps? And maybe you could spend some time going into what the key areas of where E&S insurers have really capitalized on those opportunities for growth.
Sure. So some key areas where E&S insurers have capitalized on opportunities for growth have been, first off, cyber. The increasing frequency and severity of cyber attacks have created significant demand for cyber insurance. Unlike the admitted market, E&S insurers excel at offering tailored policies that adapt quickly to evolving risks, free from regulatory constraints on forms and rates. Property insurance. The E&S market has stepped up to cover the high-risk properties, like those in the wildfire-prone California and hurricane-exposed Florida. With admitted insurers pulling back due to the rising risks, delayed rate approvals, and concentrated exposures, E&S insurers have filled the gap by offering more flexible pricing and coverage. This flexibility has been critical for homeowners and businesses who might otherwise struggle to find coverage. Another area is cannabis coverage. With cannabis now legal in 24 states and DC, the demand for insurance in this sector is growing because cannabis is still federally classified as a Schedule I narcotic. Admitted insurers face limitations, leaving E&S carriers to step in. As the industry evolves, so do the insurance needs for the cannabis companies. And the E&S insurers are meeting these demands with expertise and flexibility this market requires. And lastly, the fronting market and MGAs. The fronting market has grown significantly, with 54% of fronting premiums coming from the E&S market. MGAs are increasingly creating tailored insurance solutions for these unique non-standard risks, and fronting insurers provide the necessary capacity to support these efforts. And these partnerships between the fronting insurers and MGAs is the key to driving growth in the E&S market, as both seek to address gaps in the capacity, fill the coverage voids, and meet the needs of insureds requiring specialized insurance products. By focusing on these key areas, The E&S market has successfully capitalized on opportunities left by the admitted market, demonstrating the ability to really adapt and to these emerging risks and provide innovative solutions for complex insurance needs.
Great. I was wondering if you could spend some time talking about the new entrants in this space and how has the E&S market evolved with these newer entrants?
So the E&S market continues to attract attention due to its growth in recent years, outpacing the admitted market and offering greater growth potential. One of the key reasons is that the regulatory environment, which provides a lot of flexibility. This has really allowed insurers to craft policies that are tailored to the unique needs of their clients. Also, the market's distribution channels, anchored by the MGAs, wholesalers, and brokers, play a key role in efficiency, connecting insurers with the specialized risks. The advances in technology, including artificial intelligence and advanced analytics, have supported the E&S market's ability to assess risks with greater precision and speed. And with all these factors in place, it's no surprise that the E&S market has attracted numerous new entrants. Since 2017, we've seen 20 new players enter the market. Many of these are existing insurers recognizing the need to really tap into this critical market and establishing subsidiaries to offer a full range of solutions for commercial insureds. Only 5 of the new entrants have been standalone startups. This trend highlights the keen interest from investors in backing experienced management teams within this promising market.
Great. Now, I'm just curious, with these newer entrants, has there been an impact to the distribution of market share among this market?
Yeah, I would say the surplus lines marketplace has become more diversified. In 2023, the 10 largest groups held 45% of the overall E&S market, down from 55% in 2018. Likewise, the top 25 accounted for 70% of the market in 2023, down from 82% in 2018. And this really shows how the market's becoming more spread out with a wider mix of players getting involved.
Great, thank you. Now, I was hoping we could shift gears a little bit and focus on what the key challenges and opportunities are facing the E&S market and what you expect for the near future.
Sure. The E&S insurance market has really taken off, mainly due to its great at offering creative solutions for complex, hard-to-place risks. Looking ahead to 2025, there are a few big challenges and opportunities that are going to shape the sector. Some challenges are the regulatory landscape. While the E&S market has typically had less regulation, there's a chance that this could change and there could become more scrutiny on the horizon. Regulators might step in areas, particularly personal insurance, where issues like capacity limits and affordability are sparking some concerns. Market cycles and profitability. Like any part of the insurance world, the E&S market isn't immune to the ups and downs that come with success. It's been thriving in a hard market, but we're starting to see signs of softening, especially in property. These cycles are inevitable, and the real challenge is figuring out how to stay profitable during these softer periods. For these E&S insurers, it will be all about staying disciplined in underwriting and doubling down on what they do best, specializing in these niche markets. Some opportunities is their continued specialization and customization. Their growth is essentially driven by their increasingly specialization and customization. Insurers are creating tailored products for specific risks that the admitted market often avoids. And this trend is expected to continue with the E&S insurers using advanced analytics and technology to offer these more precise and responsive coverage solutions. The ability to adapt quickly to emerging risks will remain a key advantage for E&S insurers. Technological advancements is another area for opportunity. AI and data analytics will play a key role in the E&S market growth. These tools make risk assessment easier, speeding up underwriting and boosting efficiency. Emerging risks in new markets. E&S will continue to expand into new areas as emerging risks create demand and specialized coverage. I would just say that this market is set for continued growth and transformation, and by embracing the specialization, harnessing the power of technology, and staying committed to strong underwriting discipline, E&S insurers are well equipped to tackle the challenges and remain indispensable to the broader insurance landscape.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to see what 2025 will bring for this market. I think that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Lauren, for joining me to talk about your E&S report, and thank you all for listening. As a reminder, if you're interested in learning more about the trends in the E&S market, this report is available to purchase at conning.com. And if you have any questions, please email insuranceresearch@conning.com. We hope you will subscribe to this podcast and join us for our next episode as we stay up to date on industry trends. Thank you.